Ayin Dalet Amid Beis, 5 lines in the end of the page. And this one's 74b3. Okay, we're learning all about these forbidden relations, the disqualify you, the doesn't disqualify you, all that. The Gemara says not like this. Tanu Rabbanan. Ben Teisha Shonim V'yom Achod, a boy who's 9 years old, okay? Because at that age, we learned a boy is fit to have relations and all that. Whether Ger Ameini, this kid who's 9 years old, is a Ger Ameini Mayavi Mitzri of Adami, is either a Ger from Amon or Mayav or from Egypt or from Adam, or he's a Kusi Nosin Cholol Mamzer, he's either from Kusi, a Nosin that we all learned these nations from before the Nesinim, or a Cholol like learned an offshoot of a Kohen marrying somebody he's not allowed to marry, or a Mamzer. Shabo ala kohenes va levi va bas Yisrael. Any one of these non-kosher, marriageable people that had relations with the bas Yisrael, Sula disqualifies her for marrying a kohen. Because we learned before, what disqualifies a woman from marrying a kohen? There's a divorcee. One of them is called a Zayna. A Zayna, by definition, is a woman that had relations with somebody she would not be allowed to marry. None of these people she would be allowed to marry. Right? She can't marry Amon, a Gefer, it says a Yavi Amayni or Mayavi, B'kal Hashem. Even Mitzri, 3 generations cannot come. So all these people would be forbidden for a Jewish woman to marry. Therefore, if this 9-year-old kid is considered in this respect an adult, lived with these women, a Kohen, Bas Kohen, Levi, or Yisraelis, any type of a Jewish woman, she is not allowed to marry a Kohen. Finished. Rabbi Yossi Yemer, Rabbi Yossi says differently.
After a divorce.
Huh?
After a divorce.
No, he didn't necessarily live with her for marriage. Oh. Doesn't say that he married her. So he lived with her once, that's all it takes. Lives with her once, she becomes automatically disqualified from marrying a Kohen.
She's a Zona.
Because she's a din of a Zayna.
Why not Kedesha? What's the difference again?
No, it's the same thing, but by Kayanim it says Isha Zayna v'chalala lo yikachu.
But Lemaase Kedesha and Zona is the same thing.
Correct. But in Halacha, the definition of a Zayna in Halacha is not only somebody that lived with somebody but out of marriage, but actually she lived with somebody she would not be allowed to marry. In other words, a girl who's with a Jewish guy, not a brother or whatever, a girl that lived with a Jewish guy can still marry a Kohen. If a Jewish girl lived with a Jewish boy,
yeah,
she can still marry a Kohen.
Okay.
Because she's technically allowed to marry him.
Because she's a Kedesha.
She's a Kedesha, but not the Zayna Benegel a Kohen. A Kohen could still marry her.
If she lives on Naju, then she
can't. As long as she didn't marry him.
If she
That's a halacha?
As long as she didn't marry the guy, right?
No, if she marries the guy and he dies, so then she's a widow. She could also marry a Kohen.
This is the halacha?
Of course that's the halacha.
Then it could be one time. Kadesh is
One time is also the love of Kadesh.
So it could be many times or one time.
It doesn't matter. As long, again, a girl that had relations even once with somebody she would not be allowed to marry.
Yeah. That's
that disqualifies her from marrying a Kohen. Period.
Mm-hmm. But the boyfriend and girlfriend, they...
She can still marry a Kohen.
Regardless of how many times.
Right. Now, Rabbi Yossi Yemer, Rabbi Yossi argues, and we'll soon see what the argument is, Kol Shazari Puzzle, anytime a guy who lives with a woman and their children would be disqualified, okay, from so that the woman cannot marry a Kohen, the Kol Shein Zari Puzzle, but anytime in a case where this guy living with this woman, the children would not be disqualified, and the Gemara is going to explain exactly what that means, Ein a Peso, the woman doesn't become Puzzle of Kohuna. In other words, Rabbi Yossi, the Tanakhama holds, the Chachamim hold, right? Any guy, any of these guys, lived with a woman, she automatically cannot marry a kohen. Rabbi Yossi says no. There is a case that she would not be allowed to marry him.
The kohen.
But this guy that she lived with, one of these guys that the Mishnah, the Braisa mentioned, but the children would be kosher, and then that woman does not become disqualified from marrying a kohen. And the Gemara is going to say exactly what the case is. Reb Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Kol Shatanei Sevitei, anytime, again, the Gemara is going to explain what this means, any person, any girl, okay, whose daughter, a kohen, is allowed to marry, you can marry his widow. Okay? In other words, if you marry the guy's daughter, you can marry his widow. The Gemara is going to explain each case. And any time it would not be permitted for the kohen to marry the daughter, you cannot marry the widow. Okay, the Gemara is going to explain exactly what these cases mean because they all sound alike. Okay, so the Gemara says, "My ika ben Tanakama ben Rabbi Yossi." What is the difference between the Tanakama's opinion and Rabbi Yossi's opinion? Tanakama says, any guy that you can't marry, you live with him, you become disqualified from marrying a kohen. Rabbi Yossi comes along and says, no. When do you become disqualified from marrying a kohen? Only if you disqualify the kids. But if the kids are kosher, then even though the guy isn't, she can marry a kohen. So the Gemara says, what's the case? My ika ben Tanakama ve Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mitzri Sheni ika benayu. A second generation Egyptian convert. Meaning like this. We learned already before that if an Egyptian converts, until the third generation, they cannot marry a Jewish girl. Right?
Even today?
No, today the Gemara says the whole world is mixed up. It doesn't apply. Today it doesn't apply. That means, according to Halacha, if an Egyptian man converts to Yiddishkeit, he cannot marry a Jewish woman. The second generation can also not marry a Jewish woman. Third generation could marry a Jewish woman. Okay? That's what the Pasuk in Chumash. One second. Okay? Now, if a second generation Mitzri, okay, lives with a woman, can he marry her?
No.
No, because it says it's only second generation. So according to the Tanakama, according to the Chachamim, this woman, she lived with a guy she should not be allowed to marry, because she can't marry a second generation Mitzri. Mm-hmm. So this woman becomes disqualified for marrying a kohen. Right? Rabbi Yossi says no. Because the kid, you would be allowed to marry into a Jew. Because the kid would be a third generation Mitzri. So he says, because, like he says, Kol Shat to mate, what does he say? Kol Shat, Kol Shainzari puzzle. If the children are not puzzle to marry, then the woman doesn't puzzle you. So it's interesting, according to this, the Gemara is saying very simple. If a second generation Mitzri girl, okay, lived with this Jew over nine, any age over nine, according to the Chachamim, this woman became disqualified from marrying the kohen because she cannot marry this guy. And she lived with him, so she's also the kohen. Rabbi Yossi says no, because the kid is a kosher kid. So therefore, he held that the kid is kosher, the mother's kosher. So according to Rabbi Yossi, the second generation Mitzri woman that marries, second generation Mitzri man that lived with a Jewish woman, she does not become disqualified from marrying a kohen.
Second generation?
Because the kid would be third. The kid would be mutter.
No, the 9-year-old was a man.
A 9-year-old halachically is a man, no?
No. Okay.
So I'm saying, a 9-year-old man, Egyptian.
Not Egyptian.
Egyptian man, second generation convert.
Oh.
Right? Lives with a Jewish girl. Correct?
And he's 9 years old?
9 and older. We're saying from the age of 9 on. It doesn't mean only 9.
No, it doesn't say. It says Ben Tesha Shanim VeYom Echad.
That means any day from and older.
But a Jew.
No. Then the pasuk, the Gemara says, "Who is a get ameni mayavi mitzvah adami, or all kuti shabo al kehenes halavia?" Okay, any 9-year-old Egyptian, okay, that lived, if it's first generation Egyptian convert,
doesn't work.
Then she cannot marry according to all opinions. But what happens to the second generation mitzvah boy? And he lived with a Jewish woman. So according to the Chachamim, the fact that she cannot marry him disqualifies her from marrying a Kohen. Rabbi Yossi holds, no, she can still marry a Kohen. Why? Because the kid is going to be kosher, because the kid is the third generation. And the Gemara says, what's the source of this argument between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim? Shneiem le'ilamdu elemi Kohen Gadol ba'almona. They both learn it out from a Kohen Gadol who marries an almona. Now it's interesting. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a widow. Correct? Yeah. So what happens if a Kohen Gadol marries a widow? The kids are chalal. And not only that, if the Kohen Gadol dies, can this woman marry a Kohen? Yeah. No.
Why not?
Because she lived with somebody she wasn't allowed to marry. And a mother cannot marry a Kohen Gadol.
Can marry a Kohen.
Yeah, but the problem is she already lived with somebody she would not be allowed to marry.
Okay.
Right?
Fine.
So then she can't marry a Kohen anymore. Hmm. It's so interesting that a Kohen God is going to marry somebody he's not allowed to marry, but that's in this time in the second base of Migdash, they were not so great.
Make her disqualify at the same time.
Yeah, it's interesting. This woman is married to a Kohen God, but she can't marry a Kohen, a regular Kohen. Okay, so he says like this. Ushneim leilamdu ela from the Kohen Gadol Talmud. Okay? Tana kamisover ki Kohen Gadol Balmon. Ma Kohen Gadol Balmon. Okay? Shebiyasi ba'aveda. Living with this woman is an aveda because a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an almana. Upeisuba, and therefore she becomes unfit to marry a Kohen. Any Kohen. Av kol shebiyasi ba'aveda from a Kohen Gadol we learn out. Any woman that lived with anybody who's forbidden to live with, she's not allowed to marry a Kohen. Okay? Therefore, what does the Chachamim hold? Again, coming back to our case, if a second generation Mitzri lived with a woman, right? So just like Amana Kohen Gadol is forbidden, and she becomes possible to marry a Kohen, the same thing, this woman that lived with a second generation Mitzri, correct? Who she's not allowed to marry. So therefore she becomes also a Kohen, like the Tanakhama holds. Rabbi Yossi Sovar, what is Rabbi Yossi old? No. It's mamish like a Kohen Gadol and Amon. Ma Kohen Gadol Balmon Shazari Pasul Upeisim. But the problem is, when a Kohen Gadol marries an Amon and they have children, that child, if it's a girl, cannot marry a Kohen. It's a Cholol. No, she's a chalala, right, I'm sorry. She's a chalala. And a Kohen cannot marry Isha Zainab a chalala. So, the same thing. Avkul Shazari Pasul Pesul. So therefore, what does Rabbi Yossi hold? Only a guy, from Amana Kohen Gadol, we learn that any person that the child becomes disqualified from marrying a Kohen, that's when the woman becomes disqualified. But, Lafuki Mitzri Sheni, Shein Zari Pasul, okay, excluding though a second generation Mitzri that the kid is kosher, so then ain't zari pasul, then the woman doesn't become disqualified.
Could you explain
the moment? Damer krabanim, I'll explain a second. Asher yivoldu lahem dar shlishi. What does the pasuk say by a Mitzri? The third generation can marry a Jewish people. In other words, like this, from Amana l'Kohen Gadol, we learn that a woman. It's two ways of learning it. Okay? The Chachamim hold like this. Amana to a Kohen Gadol. Is that loud or not? Not allowed. And that woman cannot marry a Kohen anymore. right? The same thing. Any woman that lived with somebody, she would not be allowed to marry. She cannot marry a Kohen. Correct? Now, if a second generation Mitzri lived with this woman, are they allowed to? No, because second generation Mitzri. Therefore, the Tanna Kamma holds that woman cannot marry a Kohen anymore. Period. Just like Amman and Kohen Gadol. Just like Amman and Kohen Gadol, it's forbidden, and she becomes also a Kohen. The same thing, anytime it's forbidden, it becomes also a Kohen. Rabbi Yossi says, no, we liken it, Takat Amman and Kohen Gadol, but over there it's like this. Just like Amman and Kohen Gadol, if they have kids, they cannot marry a Kohen, because the girl is a halala, right? From there you learn out, which woman cannot marry a Kohen? One, if they have kids, the kids will not be kosher to marry a Kohen, that woman cannot marry a Kohen. But in the case where the woman's kids would be allowed to marry a Kohen, i.e., not a Kohen, I mean, it could marry legally, meaning a third generation Mitzri, so that woman doesn't become disqualified from marrying a Kohen. So according to Rabbi Yossi, if a second generation Mitzri convert lives with a Jewish woman, and he dies, let's say, or there's no kedusha, whatever, she can marry a Kohen.
No, because the child is not.
It's kosher. In other words, the argument over here is the general broad argument. What disqualifies a woman who did what she shouldn't have for marrying a Kohen? Chachamim hold, anytime she lived with somebody which would be forbidden, that automatically disqualifies her from a Kohen. Right? Rabbi Yossi says, no. As long as the children would be kosher, because we become the third generation, that woman is also kosher.
Chachamim is hard to understand.
Chachamim is easy to understand. Rabbi Yossi is hard to
understand. The Kohen Gadol, if she becomes an almana, almana, in general, almana is okay to marry.
But the fact that she lived with somebody she wasn't allowed to disqualified her.
But which side are you going to take? You're gonna, she was married somebody disqualified, or she was almana?
No, but the part is, almana was not allowed to marry this Kohen Gadol.
Okay. But she has a sad that is mutar, and sad is also.
She doesn't have a sad that's mutar.
If Kohen Gadol dies, then what happens to her? She's an almana, isn't she?
Yeah, but speaking of Kohen Gadol married an almana before he died. He married a woman who was an almana, not from him.
Oh, let's say if Kohen Gadol married a woman
who was an almana.
I see, was an almana already.
Yeah, of course. If not, she's not asur.
Because Kohen Gadol cannot marry any woman that has a pegum.
Okay, so now the Gemara says, okay, so now we know the difference between the Chachamim and the Rabbi Yossi. But what's the difference between Abshim Gamliel says, Kol Shatameitz Nesi Bite, if you can marry the daughter, you can marry the almana. The Kol Shatameitz is Bite, and if you can't marry the daughter, then you can't marry the almana. Yeah? So the Gemara says, what's the difference between Rabbi Yossi and Abshim Gamliel? They both sound the same. There's nothing to do with the spouse itself, it has to do with the kids. If the kids are kosher, yeah, and the kids are not kosher, no. So what's the case? What's the difference? So he says, the difference is, Amar Ulam, Ged Ameni Umayov Ika Benayu. If it's a Ged from Amen Umayov. Okay? Now. What's the case? This is another weird case. Can she marry a Ged from Amen Umayov? No. It's a Leyavi Ameni Umayov Bakal Hashem. Right? So a Jewish woman cannot marry a ger from Amen Amayev. Right? So therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, the kids are also not going to be kosher. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, 1 minute. If they give birth to a daughter, it's only a male Amen Amayev cannot marry.
Like Ruth.
But a female could marry.
Yeah, but the child. What does that have to do with the child?
So like this. Rabbi Yisrael Glili said, a guy who disqualifies the child, he doesn't say boy or girl. If a woman married Amin Amayev and they give her to a boy, that boy cannot marry. He's still a phenomenon. Right? But if a guy marries an Amin Amayev, a girlfriend Amin Amayev marries a woman and they have a girl, can that girl marry? Yeah? Correct? Because she's not an Amin Amayev, she's Aminis Umayevis. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, 1 minute. Anytime you can marry the daughter, the son tak will be disqualified. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, the fact that they can disqualify a boy, you can't marry the woman already. Once that woman lives with the guy, and if they would have a kid, it would be not kosher, so then the woman becomes possible. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel takes it a step more lenient. If they have a girl, and you can marry the girl, then the woman doesn't become disqualified from marrying a kohen.
Well, why is the boy, according to Rav Yossi,
because he's Amin Amayev.
But
if a guy from Amin Amayev marry a Jewish girl,
doesn't go after the mother?
It does, but there's a psul. We learned at the beginning of the fourth parak. Once there's a psul, if a mamzer marries a kosher girl, right? What's the kid? Why? Because you go by the one that's possible.
Oh, either one.
Either one. Fine. So, if a guy from Amin Amayev, he's a full-fledged Jew, but he can't marry. If he marries a Jewish girl, their kid is an Amin Amayev kid. So he cannot. So Rabbi Yossi says, in that case, you couldn't marry a girl that lived with Amin Amayev, Ger, that lady cannot marry a kohen. Because the kids, if it's a boy, would still be disqualified. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, yeah, but over here it's going to be good. Because if they have a girl, she's Ameinis, Ameinavis, so then you would be allowed to marry her. So therefore, the woman itself is allowed to marry. So you have here three interesting different opinions. The Chachamim hold, and by the way, he's going to learn out also from Kain Gadol and Almana. Same thing again. Okay. The bottom line of this three-way argument, we have three opinions. Tanakama, Chachamim, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Chachamim hold, very simple. You live with a woman that was not allowed to live with you, that woman cannot marry a Kain, period. Okay? Rabbi Yossi says, if the kid would be kosher, any kid they have would be kosher, then it doesn't disqualify the woman. What's the case? Second generation Mitzri that lives with this girl, because any of their children would be third generation kosher, the woman does not become disqualified. Right? That's what Rabbi Yossi says. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, there's another case that he permits and nobody else does. Okay, a ger from Amin Amayev lives with a Jewish woman, so according to the Chachamim, for sure he's pasul, because she cannot marry him. According to Rabbi Yossi, also she becomes disqualified, because if they have a boy, that guy can't marry either, because he's a ger from Amin Amayev. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, that woman is not disqualified from a kohen. Why? Because if they have a daughter, She can marry a Jewish guy.
If they have a girl, because there is a heter.
No, but Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, not Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yossi.
Yeah.
Anytime any of their kids would be possible,
if there is a possibility,
right, that any of the kids would be possible, then the woman becomes possible.
Since there is a possibility.
If they have a boy.
If they have a girl.
It doesn't matter. But the vart is, their child cannot always marry a kohen. I mean, a Jew. Forget the kohen. They can't marry a Jew. Because if it's a boy, can he marry a Jew? No.
The boy cancels even the girl. If the
correct. According to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says no. The fact that you can, that's why Rabbi Yossi uses the expression kol shata pelsel zarei. Any of the kids. Rabbi Shimon says kol shata pelsel ashein atanese bitei. So this is the three stages. The Chachamim hold any pasul is no good. Rabbi Yossi says any time a kid is no good, you can't. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says if the daughter you can marry, then you can marry the girl. The lady does not become disqualified from marrying a kohen.
What is their logic?
1 minute. Again, from where do we learn it out from? Shneim lelamdu elam kohen gadol b'alman. Again, the same kohen gadol with alman. Rabbi Yossi savad ki kohen gadol b'alman. Just like a kohen gadol by alman. Like we said before. Ma kohen gadol b'alman. Shazari pasul upeisul. Just like the kohen gadol who marries a previous widow, right? Previous widow. The kid is not kosher. Af kosher zari paisel. Anytime any of the offspring would not be kosher, boy or girl, it's aser. Reb Shimon Gamliel says no, but kein gadol alman. What's the thing? Ma kein gadol alman shekol zari paisel. Just like a kein gadol, where all the kids are paisel. If an almana marries a kein gadol, they have a daughter, she is a chalola. They have a son, he's a cholov. But lafuke. But what do we learn out from Kohen Gadol? That all the kids have to be pasul in order to disqualify the woman. Yatsa lafuke get ameni meyavi. The nekevis have a ksheiros lavi because the girls are allowed to marry. Like it says, ameni v'lei ameinis meyav v'lei meyavis. So then, it's not similar to Kohen Gadol. Because by Kohen Gadol, any child they have would be no good. Right? And here, the one child would be good. So again, the Chachamim hold, anytime there's relations with somebody you're not allowed to, which by the way is an interesting thing. If a guy marries a Jewish girl, the kid is not...
The kid is Jewish. The
kid is Jewish. That kid can marry anybody. Right?
Not a Kohen Gadol.
Not a Kohen either. Can't marry a Kohen. But that's rabbinic.
Only Kohen Gadol he can.
No. A girl whose father is not Jewish cannot marry a Kohen. If they, by mistake, got married, they don't have to divorce. They can stay married. But lachatchila, you can't.
So Rabbi Gamliel learns it that... What happened?
Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Jessica Kohen Gadol were only the boy... I mean, all the children are no good. Boy or girl. Which means if one of the kids would be kosher... The woman doesn't become disqualified. So therefore, over here by Amin and Mayev, if they have a girl, the girl can marry a Jewish guy. So therefore, the mother is not disqualified.
But that's not true, though.
Why? It is true.
If the Kohen Gadol marries somebody that the child is mutar, so he didn't marry anybody that is possible.
According to which opinion?
Rabbi Gamliel.
Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Taka says, if a Kohen Gadol lives with an Almana, over there all the children are no good.
Okay.
So therefore the woman becomes no good.
Okay.
Which means though, if one of the kids would be good...
How could it be good if she married Almana?
No.
Or if a kosher one?
No, if a guy marries... If an Amin Ged lives with a Jewish woman.
Okay.
Is that kid, girl, can marry anybody?
No.
Yes.
He just said no.
The girl can, not the boy.
The girl can. Yeah, the boy cannot. Okay. Fine.
But the girl could.
Yeah, the girl could.
So it's not like Amana Kohen Gadol. Amana Kohen Gadol passes the woman he lived with. Right? Why? Because all the kids would be no good. Mm-hmm. But if one of the kids would be good, it's not similar to Amana Kohen Gadol.
Oh, it's learning it like Rav Yosef, right. Except with the girl.
Right.
what's the reason that my ger mitzvah you have to wait till third generation?
There's a kosher. There it says. My kid, you may have a mamzer. It could be a nice guy, it could be a Talmud Chacham, could be a great person. Yeah. Could even be a president of a shul. He's a mamzer. That's the famous, you know, the famous word. They say three people came to a complaint to Hashem. Okay? The Yud of Sarai. Because when Hashem changed the name from Sarai to Sarah, so the Yud said, hey, what happened to me? You took me away. Yeah? Aleinu l'shabeach came with a complaint to Hashem. So Aleinu l'shabeach said, hey, everybody's running out of shul already. Come on, I mean, you know, give me some importance. And a mamzer. Mamzer, what do you want? You know, what did I do? I didn't do anything wrong. So Hashem placates each one of them. Hashem says to the Yud, listen, okay, I took you the last letter of a woman's name, I'm going to put you the Yud of Yehoshua. You're going to be the first letter of a man's name. And look what a man, Yehoshua. Okay. Aleinu l'shabeach, Hashem said, okay, listen, in the middle of the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur service, we're going to put Aleinu and everybody's going to open the ark and they're going to bow down. It's going to be, you know, Aleinu l'shabeach, it's going to be a big thing. And the mamzer Hashem says, don't worry, I'll make you a shul president.
That's why nobody applies for that job here.
Now we have a shul full of presidents. If you don't believe me, ask them. Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda said, Hakum made them Balmanus Isa Shepsul Lukain. Everybody says that a widow with uncertain status, meaning it's a doubt, okay?
Isa.
I'll explain in a second. Here Barashi says here Isa means a suffix. Okay? Almanus suffix.
This is not the Isa that we
do. Well, no. That's what they explain. Normally it means do, but Rashi over here learns it means a suffix. Rashi says over here, and if you look at the word Isa, Amana suffix cholol, shaisim over bestakis. Okay? So it says, shepsula lukuhuna, that she's also lukuhin. Okay? What does this mean like this? You can have a number of cases. Yeah, like this. This is a crazy case that they bring down for the Gemara. Okay. Now, the din is like this. I can say a little akdama to this din. Years ago, the guy was able to throw a get at his wife and she was divorced. Okay? Whether she wanted Bal Karcha, told, thank you, Rabbi Nagarshim, said you can't do it anymore. That's it. Okay. So now the Gemara says like this. What happens if a guy throws a get to his wife? So if it's closer to her, she's divorced. If it's still, he doesn't have a good arm, it's still closer to him, she's not divorced. What happens if you don't know? But you don't know. You know. So then it's a suffix get. Okay? Now what happens if this lady had such a case, okay, so we don't know if she's divorced or not, and then the husband died, so now she's almona, can that woman marry a kohen? Because if she's divorced,
she cannot.
Then she cannot marry a kohen, because a kohen cannot marry a divorcee. If the get was not a kosher get, because it was closer to him, right?
What does closer to him? What does that mean?
Distance. If there were, if he was 20 feet apart, and the man threw the get at his wife, right?
And he landed 9 feet.
And he landed 9 feet with to her, so she's divorced. If it's 9 feet from him, not divorced, right? So what happens? You don't know where it landed. If it, which it was
so
closer.
Stole it on her?
Yeah.
He's supposed to throw it at her?
No, in the olden days you were able to do it. Today it doesn't work. So then the Gemara says, Safik Mugareshes, right? She's a doubtful Mugareshes. But then the husband dies. So now she's an Almana. So the question, can this Almana marry a Kohen?
She's Safik Almana.
Right. Safik Almana, Safik Grusha. So that's what it says. Hakamaydim, all the Tanoim of this Braisa, the Chacham, Rav Yesi, Rav Shim Gamliel hold, Balmana Isa, doubtful Almana, is Psulul Kohuna. Okay? Now, why? So he says, everybody agrees to this. Even Rav Shim Gamliel says, Ma Meikul Bane Tanoi, who's Meikul from the three? Reb Shimon Gamliel, right? He says, as long as the daughter is kosher, you can marry, right? The Ka'am, and he says, Kol Shatanesa B'Teyatanesa Almanusi. And Reb Shimon Gamliel says, if you can marry the daughter, then you can marry her. But Ichol Shiyata Nesa B'Tey, but if you can't marry the daughter, then you can't marry the woman, right? What is he excluding? Obviously, he's excluding a daughter, Amani Isa Shepsula Lukuna. A widow of a person whose daughter is unfit to marry a Kohen. Why? Because she's a daughter of a Chalal. So therefore, even if Shimon Gamliel would agree that this case, she cannot marry a Kohen. Because even if there's a doubtful child, even if there's a child, that child's still a doubt if she would be allowed to marry a Kohen or not.
So we go all the way to Rabbi Gamliel that he says it's not doable.
Even if Shimon Gamliel says it. Right.
Kol Sheikhan and everybody else.
Right. But the Gemara says, La'afuki mirani tanoi. These three tanoim are arguing on another two tanoim. Because the Tanan says in the Mishnah, Hey Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira testified that Almana Isa, a doubtful widow, Sheda Lukuhuna could marry a Kohen. Why? My time is a Svek Sveika and Svek Sveika Lukula. Okay? Normally it means a double doubt. Okay? But therefore, Svek Sveika over here means, and this is what Rashi says, even the husband was a doubt and she's coming because of the husband. Meaning like this. This woman that you don't know if she got to get or not. Okay? And then she becomes an almana. And she marries a Kohen. Is their kid a cholol or not? So they hold that the kid's not a cholol. Why? Because even the father's a doubt. Because maybe she was an almana. Maybe the get wasn't a good get. And then she's a real widow. And then a Kohen could marry her. Right?
That's one Safek.
No, see, Rashi over here says, Svek Sveka doesn't mean normally like double doubt. Mm-hmm. Here it means she's coming as an offshoot of a doubt. So therefore they say, that far you're not Mahmud.
Offshoot.
Secondary doubt. Because we, even the father, we don't know. That's and then he goes into the whole Megillah over here, L'cheru, why is it, if it's not a double doubt, why should you be lenient? And the commentaries discuss.
Is it double doubt? It's mamash doubt.
It's one doubt.
No, I mean,
but it's an offshoot of a doubt.
I mean, it's like, derived. You know, double.
Huh? Yeah, derived. It's derivative. It's like you said, secondary doubt.
Right.
But if it's a secondary doubt, it must have been two doubts. And this is a real doubt. Like how in Chumash we have double lashon.
So they explain because she has a chazaka ba'etzim of being kosher lakuna when she was married because she could begin almana. But whatever.
Doesn't mean real suffix versus. There's no such thing, real suffix.
It's either suffix or not. Normally, a Svek Svek is a double doubt. It's a doubt if it's A or B, and even if it's B, it's basically 75-25. Right? The Achreinim discuss, Shef Shemaitza, I mean others, why is Svek Sveika Mutter? So many Paskim write, it's like, because it's Rov.
Rov?
Rov, majority.
Not the Rov.
No, how is it Rov?
Because it's, one doubt is 50-50.
Okay.
Then there's a second doubt, it's making it 75-25.
Why don't you say 25-25?
Yeah, but 50.
It's doubt on both sides. It's not that one side is more than.
No! There's a doubt. Is it kosher? Is it treif? Mm-hmm. And even if it's treif, maybe it's kosher. That's a svek sveika, a double doubt. Right? That means 75% chance that it's kosher versus 25% that it's not. Correct? So a lot of poskim right, that's midin rov. Because majority is good.
Same thing like meat?
Well,
but then, this is the whole thing. This is for going back, I haven't learned this already for knows how many years, for yeshiva years. So then, according to, that's why there are many shitas that hold, the yeshiva, if I remember, it's a whole megill over there, that be, my mamen, you don't go bas arayv. In ochem be mamen achar arayv. By money, you don't go by rav. So therefore, according to many poskim, svek sveka cannot be meitzi mamen. I cannot extract money from you from a double doubt. Why? Because if a double doubt is only majority, majority cannot extract money. Right? So, therefore it wouldn't work.
Why does it have to be that if there's a doubt, that it's the probabilities are 50-50? Maybe there's a doubt, maybe there's a doubt, but it's not a certainty, it's a doubt, but it's not 50-50. I mean, I think maybe I would have a doubt about it, but I would say I have more confidence in one side than the other side. 60% in my mind. 60%, 40. I still have a doubt, not 50-50.
It depends. Normally a suffix, by definition, is a doubt, so it's 50-50.
But can't you have a doubt where you think, you know, I do have a doubt.
Yeah, but if it's a biblical case, because of the severity of it, it's still even a little doubt would be chumrah.
And they make it 50-50.
Right, right. A rabbinic doubt, you go lenient taka. Saf drabanan is lukulam.
Even though chamurim did receive from the
Rebbe. Yeah, but the Chacham Lechatchila said. You're thinking. But
nowadays, if she is divorced and then the husband died, can she marry his kohen nowadays?
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
She's a grusha.
Speaking of grusha.
Oh, the only thing over here is we don't know if she's a grusha. We don't know because we don't know if the get was closer to him or closer to her. And there's no way of finding out. The wind blew it away. Well, whatever. There's no way of finding it out. So once there's a suffer grusha, she can't marry. But they hold this, the kid could because it's an offshoot of the suffix.
How about suffix almana?
It's like Rav Chista that it's pasul lukuna. What?
Suffix almana.
Suffix almana in what?
Suffix almana. We don't know if the guy died or not.
Then she might be an Eish HaSish. Nobody can marry her.
No, if there's a suffix, why don't we say the same suffix sifika?
One second. A guy's husband checks out of town. He hasn't been... I mean a lady's husband, yeah. A guy's husband. That's where we live. A woman's husband leaves, goes to war, doesn't come back. Yeah. That's a suffix.
Suffix is fake.
What's a suffix fake?
Just like this case.
No, here the question's on the kid. But this woman can't be married.
No.
Because it's a suffix if the husband's alive or not alive.
What happens to her?
She's an aguna.
So yeah, she's an aguna, but I'm saying why don't...
So for 40 years, So you can't get married?
Yeah, but I'm saying why can't we apply? This is only with regard to the child.
But how long she's alive?
Yeah, yeah.
But how long she's alive? She can't get married again, right? So what's she to do?
So
she's stuck. That's what David and Melech's soldiers wrote again before they went to war.
So if they...
I know cases of people, of women, that the husbands were taken... I know mamish families, that the husbands were taken away by the Russians, okay? And until the woman was like in her 80s, did they finally have proper edus that the husband died. No way out. You ever read the story Out of the Depths from the Five Novelettes? It's America's book. America's. Bustanoi, Unpaid Ransom. So that's one of the stories. Five Novelettes is Out of the Depths.
If the woman was pregnant, the guy went away.
No.
We don't know if they died or not.
No, what's after with the kid?
You're saying so the kid.
No, that's not the marriage.
Does that mean she can leave with the Orthodox Judaism and go to like a reform woman? They don't care. Right?
Yeah, she can create Mam Zedim too.
Yeah.
Okay. But the mission is what?
So Jewish soldiers today, they go to work. Same way?
They don't do it, but it's like a problem a lot of times with the gunners.
So
do you think the Israeli army, they write letters?
No, they don't.
So what, the rabbis don't make them?
No.
So what happens then?
Today they usually find out. It's not like years ago when the people got stuck and they didn't know anything.
That's true.
So Rabbi, when they write a get, is the get immediately effective or not?
Yeah.
In David HaMelech's time.
Or today or whatever.
They don't do it today.
Yeah, but you said it might be a good idea to do it today.
Yeah. In David HaMelech's time, if I'm not mistaken, is a Machlekes Rashi and Tesis in the Gemara Shabbos, if the get was given al Tanai, or the get was a Chatchila, a get. You have a Gemara Shabbos? You don't have a Gemara Shabbos.
Yeah, I have it.
Okay, whatever. Yeah, get a Gemara Shabbos.
A normal one.
Any Gemara. No, get. Get from the Shas over here, no?
This one?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be hell? Why can't it be...
No, the question is... The question is, did they make a get out tonight that if he doesn't come back by this and this time, then the get's effect?
No, but I'm saying...
Right away. So what is the nafkamina?
The nafkamina could be a difference. Because if the get's right away, and then the husband comes back, and then he dies, is she a grusher and is she a mug? Can she marry a kohen? Here. Gemara says... Kesev get krisis liishtei. Peter Shrashi al tanai. Shim yamas ba muchama. Tiem egreshes meachshav. Okay. Tesis refutes. Venira ben yotam. Shem megasha legami b'leishum tanai. So Tesis learns here in the Gemara Shabbos that the get was a real get.
Not tonight.
No, tonight. She was divorced right now. He came back. He had to remarry her. And Mimela, by the way, then if he died eventually, she cannot marry a kohen.
Divorced.
Rashi learns the get was given al Tanai, okay? Which means that if he comes back, then it was never a get. Correct?
Oh, then if he dies, is that
a mother? Then if he dies, she's a... So Rashi, that's what Rashi Tesis says. Tesis asks in the Gemara that it can be.
That's big nafkamina. It's big nafkamina. But it can be anything whichever they want, tonight or not.
No, the question, how did David HaMelech institute it get to be written?
What does that have to do
with... Because the Gemara asks, Tesis' question on Rashi is, because the Gemara asks, what is she in those days?
He stays.
What's now that the husband goes to war.
Oh.
Yeah? And she commits adultery.
She's divorced. Oh, but she's not married.
But if it's al tanai, and the guy comes back, so then she's a definite Eishes Ish. And the Gemara asks, what is she, you know, like, what's going on?
The war sometimes took a couple of years, the years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So each one has a mila.
Yeah, there's a mila in each one.
Tonight sounds better, but then in the other case, well, you could see by Uri Achiti.
That's what Taisa speaks about with Uri Achiti.
That was my mission, not for that tonight. Otherwise, David Melech would have never married Machan.
Yeah, that's what Taisus asks over there. And it wasn't al tanai.
Right.
Right, and then when he lived with her, she was in there. That's Taisus' proof for the proof against Rashi.
Oh.
Taisus says... Huh? Nun Vav. No, the Gemara, the Rebbe Rashab Sicha. Koyetim Mechemes Beis David.
Chris's breeze. What are you saying? What are you saying?
Sure.
What's he just
saying?
Is it
Mimer?
He says, "V'tarach
lo'im ele pirusha." He quoted Rashi. Alva gavoria ba min ha-muchama. Even though Aria at that time first came back from the muchama, the tanai was if he doesn't come back at the end of the muchama. And then Taisa says, "But when she's keshe sish and came Rabbi Yehuda, she's a eshe sish gamur." So the according to Rabbeinu Tam, he megashu b'leishum tanai. Okay, whatever. But that's. Okay, weiter. In the Mishnah Tzadadin, Vade Bevade Mutter. Okay? The guys who are definitely forbidden to marry can marry each other. Like a Mamzer can marry a Mamzeres, Ahmed can marry Ahmed. What? That's what he says. Okay. Ahmed of Yudah Merav, Aloha can Rabbi Eliezer. The Aloha is like Rabbi Eliezer, that a Vade Osir can marry a Vade Osir. Okay? But that's only if it's definitely. If it's a doubtful asur, like a Sufi. You know, you gather a kid, you don't know who the father or mother, and it's all doubts. So then obviously they cannot marry somebody who's Vadi asur. I'm going to view the Merav Aloha Kerav Eliezer. Then the Gemara says, but Kamris, the Kamei de Shmuel, when I said this din in front of Shmuel, Amali, he said to me, Hillel Shein Asari Yuchsin Alami Bavel. Hillel counted 10 yuchsin that came off in Bavel, and they're all allowed to marry with each other, right? And Hillel's words was that Hillel taught that whoever is forbidden can marry even a doubt. And you say the halacha is a Rabbi Eliezer, meaning like this: Rabbi Eliezer says only a definite iser can marry a definite iser. Okay. That means, can a definite Isser marry a doubtful Isser?
No.
No. And he says, according to Hillel, that learned Asar Yuchsin, that they can marry each other, and part of them are all doubts. So how can you say such a thing?
Were there doubts?
Huh?
I thought we had the Gemara that Ezra sent them, he knew it, and he sent them. He knew
that's
if they were...
married the Goyish woman.
But Hillel says in the Mishnah that they can marry all these 10 people, mutarin lavi zebezeh, right? And part of them are shtukin asufi, who are doubts. So how can you say that halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, that only a definite issa is allowed, not a doubtful issa?
These are the people in that, Bavel or in Eretz Yisrael?
Rav and Shmuel are in Bavel.
No, I mean, okay. It's not the ones that, to be honest, talking about the ones that Ezra sent them off.
No, right. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. We're just going to start this. I'll ask you a question from Rav and Rav, because Rav said that Loch is a Kabbaliezer, that a doubt cannot marry a definite, and Shmuel says even a doubt can marry a definite, right? So he says, the Itmar, Arusa, Shi'ibra, V'ram Yishmael Yishmael said that. Did my arusa she Ibram, an arusa that became pregnant. Was like this. A woman gets kedushin. Remember we learned, there's kedushin and there's nisuin. Okay? Kedushin, Arat Mekadash, she'll see with this woman. She cannot marry anybody else in the world. She needs a get, but she can't live with him until they get married. Okay? So what's the case? An arusa gets pregnant. We don't know if the husband did it or another man did it. Now, if the husband did it, the kid's not a mamzer. Because it's his Ashesi, she's Kedushin. If it's another man, then the kid's a mamzer. Because she had Kedushin. Okay? So what's the case? The case is, Arusa Sheivra, a woman that had Kedushin, got pregnant, and we don't know who it is. Rav Amar Avlad Mamzer, and Shmuel Amar Avlad Shtuki. Rav says the kid's a mamzer, and Shmuel says the kid's a shtuki. Okay? What does this mean? Rav Amar Avlad, we're going to stop here. This is a whole long Megillah now.